Hello, everyone. It's nice to be here again, one and again. So this talk is going to be about Epiphany, or web. Let's just call it web. My name is Claudio. You probably know me. If you don't, well, I've been working in NOM for like 8 years now, or maybe a bit more. I work for Igalia. We do web stuff. And contrary to what the press says sometimes outrageously, I'm not Garnacho, so. why are we here in the first place? Why to make a talk about Epiphany? Why to talk about web? As you know, web is the browser we have in NOM. It's a project that started a very long time ago. It came from this Galeon browser. It has evolved a lot, and it has always been sort of a secondary actor in the whole web world because, well, the alternative browsers or the mainstream browsers are usually having much larger manpower, so to say. But anyway, we tried always, or at least for the last year, we've been trying to find a way to make web have sense in the context of NOM. And that's how we have this motto, which is we have to integrate in the desktop as good as we can. And that's what we have to do, and that's our goal. And that's the only thing that we can give people, or one of the main things that we can give users that neither Firefox or Chrome can do. Maybe because they don't care, but we care, and I know some of our users care, and they appreciate this, and that's what we do. I just came up with that yesterday. But nonetheless, I think this defines in one line what we have been doing and what we want to do in the future. So where do we stand right now? And this is a bit of a status update with regards to last year, around the same time. One of the really cool things that we've been, what is the stages? Okay, one of the cool things that we have, and I think that it was really nice that we did this or started working on this a couple of years ago, is this web application concept, which would let you like sandbox a web page and run it as a dedicated application inside the desktop and not to have to worry about whether this is going to affect somehow your browser or whether it's going to mix your cookies with browser cookies. And the really neat thing is that as the web has been evolving and has been getting more and more complex, more and more applications or more web applications in the internet have been moving in a direction in which this makes full sense. And this is, for example, I don't know if you have tried Spotify web application. It's really neat. It's mostly HTML5 and JavaScript, and if you run it as a web application, it's really cool. I think this is killer. So what else do we have that's new? We have, you probably saw it, is this, we call it the overview. It's some kind of start page where you get the pages that you use more often. And I think I'm going to kill myself here. So right now it's written using GTK, and it's reusing some of the stuff that you can find in documents. It's not so clever as we would like. I'll talk later about some of the ideas we have, but for the time being, I think it's a huge improvement in usability. One of the coolest features we have since the last release is this WebKit 2 engine, which is powering the browser. And it is cool because it has a lot of changes in the architecture that make it really, really modern, and it makes web comparable to Chrome or Safari as browsers. Some of the things that WebKit 2 brings are, well, multi-process architecture, which means that the web content is being worked on in one process while your UI is running a different one. Also, plugins are running in a different one, and this has a lot of advantages. For example, you've probably seen this guy a couple of times by now if you use web. Now, usually the one of the most common reasons why a browser crashes is because of the content, not being able to deal with the content, or somehow bugs in the JavaScript engine. So with this multi-process architecture, we are not crashing your browser that much anymore. when the content crashes the web process tells the UI process that there has been a crash, and then we try to handle it as neat as possible. And you can just reload the page and continue from there. Because we move so much stuff outside the UI process, the UI is much more responsive, and that you can notice. And I think I've been reading a lot of feedback from users in Twitter and in the social media, and they all say that it really feels very responsive. And that's fantastic. As I was saying before, the split plugin process that let us have again Flash back into web, which was one of the features that people were like really complaining about for a long time. There are other things that come together with WebKit, not specific to WebKit 2, but that are like recent features. Which one of them is the accelerated compositing, which is a considerable boost in performance in the rendering of the web pages and the smoothness. This means that basically all the compositing of layers of the web page and also some CSS transformation occur all in the GPU. That has a really good impact in performance, especially in complex pages. WebGL, I don't know if you have seen already the new Google Maps the new Google Maps application. It's really nice, and it runs, I will say that runs very smoothly and in Epiphany or web. There is web audio support too. WebGL and web audio are not by default yet in Epiphany. They are under a switch because I think they work pretty well, but well, they could work a bit better. I think we might flip it for the next release to make it on by default, but if you are brave, you can switch them on in using the conf page settings. I'm not going to talk much about WebKit 2. Martin, who's somewhere there, he's going to be talking on Sunday about WebKit 2. So don't miss his talk. He's going to talk a lot about how also WebKit can be used in other applications and what are the best ways to best practices and more details on what's recent in the project. So now let's talk about the future, because I have a friend, my friend Lionel Messi. He loves to talk about the future, and he's always asking me, Claudio, what about the future? What are we gonna do in the future? The future is coming on us. So we've been doing some things, not as many things as we would like, because we're a very small team. But one of the things is that this came up as an idea in the last WebKit GTK Hackfest in Coruña last year, and is to integrate PDF documents inside web, which basically means we just load the PDFs. And we're using LibreBeans for this, and as of now, there are a few patches in Baxilla that sort of do most of the things, but there are a few important features like search, for example, missing. I try to be optimistic and to think that maybe we get it for the next release, but we'll see. Other thing that we are working on, and this is something that comes up very frequently on vendors and people who want to use Epiphany as their browser because of its lightness and everything, is that they ask us, can we use it as a kiosk? We want to make installations and put web there and let it run for people to browse the web in, I don't know, cafes and places like that. So one thing we've been doing is a kiosk mode. Basically means that, well, you know, you have the dedicated one browser page you cannot escape from, and from there you can access some information. And there is work in progress. I think maybe some of these features will appear soon, but I think it's going to take a bit more time before we can polish it. I also think that it will be really nice if we can discuss about this with the design team, because it will be great that our vision in this area is aligned with theirs, so that we can go in a direction that's going to be basically gnome-like. Okay, everyone, in. There's a video here. I don't know if I can pause it at all with Pinpoint. No. Anyway. So yeah, there are things that need to be fixed in the application mode. For example, when the application mode tries, some web pages try to fool you into loading a page in a different domain. We right now what we do is to just launch them in a different browser process or in a regular browser process. But sometimes that doesn't really work. That sometimes that's not exactly what you want to do. For example, in the case of the Google applications in general, they take you to a different place for login, and if that goes to a different browser window, of course that's not what you want to do. So this video shows a bit what's been going on. This is a bit stalled, but I think it, hopefully during weather we can retake this. I think GMAC, if he's here, I don't know if he's... No. He had some ideas about this, and yeah. But basically what this is basically when you try to log in. Oh, is it already? Okay. Let's see. Ah, here he is. Yeah. We're just talking about you. Can't you believe it? yeah. So look at this. Look at this video, because you probably remember it. When you try to log in here, or when you try to access something, when you try to log in, wait a second. Yeah, there is this. Who did this video? It's so fast, you cannot even see it. Yeah, well, basically, to be able to see when you are opening a different URL and to see that, okay, this is taking me somewhere else. Do I want to continue, or do I want to just open this in the browser? And we really want to get this or something along these lines in, because it's one of the things that's stopping application mode to work really perfectly. Something else that we've been doing, and this is because many people tell us we cannot check Epiphany because it's a pain in the ass to compile WebKit. And that's understood. So we've been toying with this idea of having WebKit GTK packages that you can install in Fedora and Debian and maybe other major distributions, so that you can just install that, build Epiphany, or even install packages of Epiphany and then give us feedback, try things, toy with the code, etc. In Icaria, we have been doing this for a little while. It's still, we haven't published it. I think we will do very soon. The idea is to have some kind of continuous packaging building running all the time, so you can always have a recently enough WebKit package that you can use to test Epiphany on top. And I'm sure that, for example, John is going to be very happy about it. the documentation team has been working on a new user manual, because we decided to remove it some time ago. It was definitely too outdated for what we had been doing in the project. So they have been working on a new user manual. I committed to review it and to approve it these days, so I will do. I don't know if they are here, but I haven't ignored your emails, trust me. So that's one thing, and yeah, I know how's the time going. Oh, it's going too fast. So we have some ideas of things that we could do for the future, and of course your comments and your feedback and your participation is mostly encouraged, because my friend Leonil is always complaining about the future, and I have to respond to him. So I think I talked about this with Debarge at some point, but we never did anything about it. But it would be really nice to have online accounts integrated with web applications. Like, for example, when you create your online account for Facebook, maybe it could also create a web app that has Facebook there, so you can use Facebook without having to log in again in the browser. And the same could be for other services. A smarter overview, as I was commenting before, there are some limitations in the way we implemented it. We're using GTK, and maybe it's not so flexible as it could be, and considering that we're a web browser and we have a web engine, I think it will be clever to maybe just use HTML and JavaScript. So I think one of my colleagues is toying with this idea, and let's see where it goes. From there, I think we can probably do a lot of nice things. I don't know if you have tried Chrome beta. I was trying to install it now, but it didn't have what I had seen in the Windows version, which is that they're integrating this overview with the most frequent sites you visit, together with the search entry, like in the same page. So you have them together there, and I think we could do things on that direction. There were some mock-ups from the design team that were a bit more complex or more interesting than what we currently have, and I think we can do better in this sense. But I think that before we move to HTML and JavaScript, I wouldn't really play much with the current code. On the same line, I think if you look at the history UI and the bookmarks UI, they really suck. We really need to change them, and I think integrating them into in a web-based overview, that would be probably the best place for it. And we definitely need to improve the management of web applications, because right now it's a bit like they're like you create them and then it's really hard if you don't know exactly where to go if you want to change them and remove them. We need to fix that, and we need mockups, we need help, guys, you in the corner there. So yeah, we need to do something to improve the management. Maybe even in the way they are, maybe from the shell itself, it would be nice to be able to delete them or. Yeah, basically treat them like other applications if possible. If you have ideas, you know, we have Baxilla and we have a mailing list, and I'm around here, you can try to find me. And I think we would really like to do more and to make Epiphany web even better than it already is. I think it's awesome, but I think we could do much better. And the problem is that we are a really small team. We're like 2-3 people working in this, and not even myself. I've been like really devoting very little time, busy with other projects. So we really need more. We need you guys, and we need more hackers, and we need more. You can contribute in many ways, even if you're not a developer. How many of you use web regularly? Oh, that's cool. That's why you're here, right? Okay, how many of you use a different browser regularly as your... Yeah, it's okay. I'm not going to get angry. Okay. You? We have to talk about this. We'll talk it around the bottle of Pechorovka. At least try the web applications if you haven't. And even if for your regular browsing you use a different browser, because we're not as good, because we don't have that one unique and useful extension that your browser has that we don't. At least try the web applications. Use some stuff there. You do your online banking. I don't know. You can probably use it. Give us feedback at the end of the talk or later. Go to the mailing list. Go to the IRC. Talk to us. File bugs. You can join us, hack with us, just fetch the code and try things. I think that's it. Yeah, I don't know if it was too short, but thank you. Thank you, Bernard. Thank you, everyone. That's it. And if you want to discuss things, we can do it now. Is there a mic for... The guy in the front, he's been very enthusiastic during the presentation, and I'm sure he wants to participate.
How does web application mode work together with the new privacy goals?
With what?
The new privacy goals. Because currently the web application sometimes leaks identifying information.
Leaks what?
Identifying information to websites.
Oh. You mean this do not track type of
yeah,
thing?
And yeah, and such. So as well as cookies and running advertisements from external sites and so on.
Yeah, I think that can definitely be improved. I mean, we have support for this do not track thing, and maybe this could be enabled in web applications. But I think privacy is not the major concern of web applications, although it helps, but. But I think it could have an orientation towards it. Regarding cookies, well, yeah. If we get this, I think it's mostly a matter of how we tweak the settings of the browser so that there is as little leaking of information as possible. But yeah, if you have anything in particular in mind, you can always file a bug and we can talk about
Thank
it.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I like to ask, what do you mean with better, or actually the desktop integration? Do you mean the look or some extra functions, I mean, which is missing in other browsers?
Well, for example, web applications, they, if you, I don't know, I can...
It's supported, right, by other browsers, the web applications.
Yeah, but well, we have some advantage there that they don't really have. We work with the GNOME community, where we're the same in this, all working in the same project. We have like similar goals. I mean, we have an opportunity there. That's my point. We have an opportunity to integrate the browser better than probably in other cases.
Well, yes, I understand, but I like to ask. What do you mean exactly with the integration? Like, I don't know, the small icons or
the web application is one thing, the integration with online accounts is a different thing. Notifications, for example, there are many things there. Like, they go not only on the application level, but also in the fact that we're using this WebKit the GTK port of the WebKit, which of course allows to use the same libraries and services that the rest of GNOME uses. So in that sense, we have an advantage there. And
well, okay.
Yeah, I couldn't help but noticing the Epiphany mailing list has been pretty quiet lately. And if you say that, well, we need help, we need mockups, et cetera, then post about it on the mailing list, I would say. I follow the list, but
I know
anything like that.
Yeah, I've been trying to keep more. It's just, personally, I've been like really entangling many things, so that's why lately it's been difficult. But you're right. We should probably do better on that front. And well, but time is limited, and that's I think the main constraint, not motivation to do or to.
Are there any plans to work with the new high DPI scaling? Because you'll notice if you run it with JHBuild and high DPI, mm-hmm. while the application widgets look fantastic, the actual content rendered within the pane is a bit fuzzy. And so I think we need to apply the same sort of stuff down into WebKit. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm not... I think that's something probably WebKit related. I don't really know how's that. Yeah, I think Martin knows better. Yeah. Do you want to make any? Yeah. So you're going to address this probably in your talk or? Yeah. So I think it's something that Martin will.
You have told about the reaction to plugin crashes. But how about the situation when a plugin just eats 100% of the CPU, drains battery, and so on? Are there any plans to fight that?
To what?
To fight the situation when a browser plugin, for example, a flash-based app, eats 100% of the CPU. The page is responsive, but the battery is drained quickly.
I understand. Yeah. Well, I think now, because of the split model of processes, this is much better. But we definitely need better management of those things. For example, so I think other browsers have tools to let you see what the plugins are doing, and maybe there we could do better. And yeah. That's definitely something to look into. Yeah.
Might be a silly question, but is there any push to unify JavaScript engines within GNOME?
Sorry?
Is there any push to unify JavaScript engines within GNOME?
I don't really have comments on that. No, I don't really know. No, I cannot tell you. I wouldn't say so, but WebKit is just going in one direction, using one, and I can I don't know if it will be useful for us in order to work with upstream to use a custom one, different one that WebKit itself is using. So I don't know. On the other end, I cannot comment on what the Shell team is really doing in there.
So sorry if you said this and I missed it. I apologize. But when it comes to the web application mode, do you support packaged apps?
Not at the moment, but there are. Yeah, I forgot to mention that it's one of the experiments that we have. There is in one bug report, there is a couple of patches that let you install applications from this Chrome App Store or whatever it's called, and I think even for Firefox one. So. Yeah, I think that there are some things that don't work well, and on the other hand, I think there are some concerns with regards to how legal is to even do that.
Do you support, like, I know a lot of those things that are focused on mobile, like Firefox OS, are really more focused on the device API things. I wonder if there's, do you care about any of that, or is there enough to worry about?
I think we're really focusing the desktop now, so yeah.
All right, cool.
And I think that's it, yeah. Well, thank you. Enjoy the conference.